Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, I have lived in my 48 years to see quite a lot, my friends. And we are just in such incredibly epic, insane times. There's a video that's 5 hours long that we put together that's on band.video with all of the highlights of the multi-day conference put on by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And watching the 5 hours of it went by like 10 minutes. It was so horrifying and so documented because I've already researched all this up one side and down the other, so I know how real it is. And it was freaking me out because I'd forgotten 95% of it. I mean, we are being devastated. And you know, when you're a little kid and you fall down and bust your head and your dad says, get up, be tough, don't cry, that's a good thing to learn to be tough. But with the globalists, they know that we adapt to being abused and just live with it. And then they just slowly turn up the heat till we're all dead. We cannot just tough it out and take the shots and get sick and die and suck it up. No. Fauci needs to suck it up after he's been convicted for crimes against humanity in a supermax prison. So I'm going to play some of the most important excerpts of this coming up at the bottom of the second hour today. And then investigative journalist Lee Stranahan, who's really been the expert, the best well-spoken person, most accurate I've seen in the 8 or 9 years I've been interviewing him, harping on Ukraine and Russiagate and basically everything else. And boy, has he been proven to be dead on. So he's going to be joining us in the third hour today. I also intend at the bottom of this hour to open the phones up and take your calls on any subject you wish to discuss. Also, you know, I don't just try to cover things because they're interesting or because it'll get people to visit Infowars.com and listen to the syndicated censored show. Just getting an audience is not my main goal. Getting a big audience to know what's really going on, to take action and stop the New World Order is my goal. And so, you know, I do know basically a lot of the inside baseball on Joe Rogan stuff. And it's very exciting stuff. But at one point, I don't want to give our enemies any ideas of what's going on. And at the same time, Joe didn't tell me this stuff in confidence, but I think it basically is in confidence, so I'm not going to get into much of it here on air today. But it's a lot bigger, obviously, than Joe Rogan. It's about all of our speech and where this is all going. So coming up in the third segment, I'm going to go ahead and get into the Joe Rogan stuff a little bit because when you've got that snot-nosed globalist prince, Harry, and his dumb wife running their mouth about American free speech, it's just too much. And their attempt to basically kick him off of Spotify, if they can do that, they've already deplatformed President Trump, they can do anything. And it just makes me ask, when is Congress going to act with these psychological terrorists that are running around engaging in all this activity? But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter because CNN and MSNBC and ABC and NBC, they've already all extincted themselves. So they can shut down Alex Jones. They can try to shut down Joe Rogan. They can try to shut you up, but they can't shut us all up. So Joe Rogan's fight is all of our fights, just like InfoWars' fight is everybody's fight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's hard to believe January 2022 is almost over. And that means our big New Year's special is about to end. The highest quality, whole food-based multivitamin and our best-selling vitamin C with zinc and rose hips formula that absolutely turbocharges your immune system are both on sale for just a few more days for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of other great products as well where the sale is about to end on this coming Monday. So that means as of the time I cut this on Thursday evening, you've just got 3 days to save 40% off on high quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, like our vitamin C, zinc, rose hips formula that is again, amazing for your immune system and so much more. And, of course, our whole food multivitamin, meaning it comes from organic sources and is, again, the highest quality for your body. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here we are on this Monday, January 31st, 2022, worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, very honored and pleased and blessed to be here in your presence. All right. I think the best way for me to start this broadcast is to just read over some of the headlines here and then drill into them for you. Hong Kong government says commenting on its COVID strategy is not illegal, as the Chinese communists call for the arrest of anyone that questions the official COVID narrative. 48% of Democrats, registered Democrats in a large national Rasmussen poll 2 weeks ago, said they want to put people that don't take shots in camps and take their children. Just to give you an idea who the authoritarians are here, ladies and gentlemen. Sue Gray report reveals failure of leadership over boozy number 10 lockdown parties. Notice that everybody's getting on board. This is a psyop. Oh, the rulers had secret parties when we were locked up in our houses. That's how they train the little people to then enforce and call for more lockdowns, because they're getting back at the establishment by demanding they be locked up too. That's reverse psychology. Report slams lockdown parties by Boris Johnson and staff. Oh, are you talking about the 100,000 acre ranches and 200,000 acre farms and mountaintop armored redoubts and 300-foot, 400-foot yachts, and how the globalists have a blue pass in the Pacific where they go all around to their private islands and then to Australia and New Zealand without going through any type of customs? Oh, no, there's not a real analysis of how the globalists are above what they've done to us. It's all about, oh, Boris Johnson, after he dutifully serves the globalists, now he's politically destroyed, and now they burn him for not following the COVID restrictions, which again helps their overall agenda. So see what it does for you to serve evil? Bioethicists, mandatory vaccines should also be imposed for measles and the flu. That's a big article on InfoWars.com. Think twice before you vaccinate your kids, says Dr. Robert Malone, warns parents of COVID-19 shots, which are experimental and have on the inserts say can kill you. And the EU regulatory body says don't give it to children now. The UK body's now saying don't give it to children now. They had to make 3 rounds of the boards at the FDA and CDC resign last year when they said don't take it, it's dangerous. But CNN wants Alex Jones taken off the air and Joe Rogan taken off the air because Dr. Malone came on InfoWars and on Rogan and talked about reality. I mean, who does he think he is? The inventor of this technology or something? And then you get all the fake news push that's all been planned. You wonder how they're going to go at Joe Rogan. I told him a month ago, I said, BlackRock's going to come after you. then BlackRock did. BlackRock is buying up all the major music catalogs and then using that as political power to say, if you don't do what we want, we will pull this. Because they have unlimited fiat money. They're the top of the food chain of the predatory system. And so they already drive down the stock market with their Russia war garbage in the last 2 weeks. And then they claim, oh, that's why Spotify lost $2 billion, because of Joe Rogan. None of it's true, but it's designed to then spook other investors away to terrorize the alternate platform that, by the way, took me off years ago and is a big censor, to set the precedent that there's nowhere you can go, there's nowhere that you're going to have speech. And I'll get to more of that next segment. Freedom. Dutch truckers join Canadians in convoying against lockdown measures. Same thing in Australia, the U.S., and more. It's huge. More freedom convoys launched in Europe and Australia to shut down COVID tyranny. See some of the amazing videos and also memes at InfoWars.com. Let's go. Brand new. Freedom convoy delivers a massive haul of hilarious Trudeau memes. We've got the really serious news on this front, though, that I'm about to hit in a moment. The death panels have been here for a long time, but now they're really coming out in the open. But separately, I want this to really burn into listeners. Joe was getting censored by YouTube 2.5-3 years ago. And having them call him up and having their vice presidents and presidents talk down to him and recommend things they wanted, and oh, why don't you have my friend on? Them trying to make him their slave, kind of like Harvey Weinstein turned movie stars into slaves. Joe thought, well, I need to get a contract with somebody. So at least if they're going to censor me, then it breaks a contract. And that's what he's got with Spotify, is a contract. But if they can censor him, if they can control him, if they can shut him down, well, they can get away with anything. And that makes big tech the real power, where they don't let you talk about the alternative treatments that have almost 100% rate of success that they're blocking, where they don't let you review other drugs they're putting out. They want to silence you, which is the essence of authoritarianism. And on a scale of 1 to 10, we're not a 3 or a 4 or a 5 or a 6 or a 7 or an 8 or a 9. We are at a 9.5, ladies and gentlemen, with a level of surveillance and censorship and control. And that last 0.5% is mass arrest and mass roundups and forced labor camps and executions. You're just 1 inch away from that. That's where it always goes. And that's why they've got bills introduced everywhere to put people in camps and, quote, make you work. That's on the CDC website. They said, well, yeah, once we shield people in place and take the children of the unvaccinated for their safety, we're going to keep the healthy in camps. They've got to be made to work in the camp. And it, on the CDC website, says you will work in the camp. And Hillary, back in the 2016 election, she said, we need camps for men to train them how to behave. She was deadly serious. And the camps are being built all over the world. In Australia, in Austria, in the UK, in Spain, in the US, in Canada. And they're just big, sprawling, giant facilities everywhere. You think they're about to stop the lockdowns and stop the tyranny? No, they're only backing off a little to make you go back to sleep. And then they're going to hit you 10 times harder. I heard time lapses of the camps being built in China. And then, oh, everybody's got to copy China. There's big articles out today. Hey, China's going to make everybody eat synthetic meat. Well, we will too. China's doing a new lockdown. We should too. China uses the vaccine passport as a social score. We should too. And it just sets the precedent that, oh, your pass is flashing red. Report to the camp. Now, show folks the Australian camps. Show them the UK camps. Show them the US camps. Yeah, there's the CDC website on screen for you. What else is on the CDC website? Not just the camps or the shield operations. No. It's on their website from October 2020, before one injection had been given in the US, saying the COVID-19 vaccine, they had to change the definition of it, it's not a vaccine, is going to cause heart attacks, heart swelling, blood clots, cancer, infertility, because they knew. They knew. Just always remember that this is a giant exercise in getting nurses and police and medical workers and the military involved in your body and your life, disappearing people in trucks when they dare go outside without a mask or their vaccine passport, and loading old women and children into the backs of paddy wagons so they just disappear to a place where they forcibly inject you. Because remember, I've got it here in the news, we'll cover it coming up, bottom of the hour. China now admits, oh yeah, it's not just a green symbol when you get allowed to go outside your house. It's red as well if you're a political dissident. We don't let you travel. And this just trains you. Walmart's putting in scanners when you come in Canada where you've got to scan to be able to even go in to the store. This is the mark of the beast. This is the control grid. This is the beginning of the authoritarian takeover. And anyone being part of it is aiding and abetting the destruction of humanity and mass depopulation.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Celebrity news, and I don't care about celebrities, and I don't care about Hollywood, or I don't care about D.C. and New York and L.A. I'm done with it a long time ago. I didn't care about it 20 years ago, but I hate it now. But with Joe Rogan, it's very fascinating because I always liked Joe. Met Joe in like 1998, got to become friends with him in 99, and we have done a lot of stuff and hung out and just done a lot of amazing things publicly and privately in the last 20 plus years. And it's very surreal to see the corporate media so angry that their top news shows on broadcast TV have 2 million viewers. CNN's top shows have 800,000 viewers. Their average show, 100,000. And to watch all of them up there as self-appointed thought crime police, as our prison guards over our minds, literally calling Joe's listeners stupid. When, if anything, Joe does have a wide-ranging free-for-all of liberals, conservatives, Christians, agnostics, scientists, you know, you name it on. And the fact is, they don't like free speech, and they don't like people that are popular when they're not. Joe's average show has 11 million views just on Spotify. And that's people that go watch a large portion of it. This show, conservatively every day, on terrestrial radio, 3 million listeners. Internet-wise, 2-3 million conservatively. That's six times CNN's biggest shows or more. Joe's 20 times bigger. 30 times bigger with their bigger shows. 40 times bigger. And it's not about who's big. It's about the people want freedom. The people don't want Oliver Darcy and Super Mr. Potato Head from Mars Attacks, Brian Stelter. They are a laughingstock. They are a hated commodity. They are a joke, and they know it. But here's why they're dangerous. Because they're sitting up there knowing they have the full power of the military-industrial complex that owns AT&T and the NSA. And so they have the satisfaction that the power structure is behind them and that they are zombies. They don't have viewers. They don't have listeners. They're politically dead. But they still are alive. And they have one mission. What is zombies' mission? Brains. That's the archetype. Brains. They don't like the fact that we've got brains. They don't like the fact we think for ourselves. And they want our brains. So have you ever wondered who the traitors would be if you're looking at it? I mean, think about Brian Williams. Disgraced, caught in lies a decade ago, caught in lies 5 years ago, caught in lies 2 years ago. He was NBC's fact checker when he was the known liar. He finally, with zero ratings, quit. And declared that America was an evil, bad place. No, America's a good, hardworking, amazing place that has woken up and recognized that you people are authoritarian monsters. and we have rejected you. So you can force feed the Young Turks, and you can force feed Rachel Maddow, and you can force feed Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi, but we reject you. So, I know the inside baseball on Joe Rogan, and there's no point in just telling this inside baseball just to say, hey, here's what's really going on, aren't I important? But parts of this are important for people to know for the fight for liberty, so I'll get into a little bit of it. And I think it's all pretty much self-evident what's going on, so I don't need to hold anything back too much, because the enemy already knows what's going on. They've got the phones tapped, everything. Joe doesn't like being pushed around. Joe wanted to believe in the system, but now knows it's at war with the people. And Joe is very delicately in a process of letting them attack him and engage him to massively expand his broadcast. And then if they are able to cancel his Spotify contract, which I wouldn't hold your breath, he's got something even bigger planned, and I'll just leave it at that. Because Joe knows that people want the rebel. People want the American. People want the people that are for the people. People want populism. I've instinctively always done that, so that's why we've always been popular. I didn't, as a business model, go out and you know, be a populist, because I thought that would be the most successful thing to do. No, I did it from Access TV and local radio, and from the top down, the system has been attacking me the entire time because I came up from the bottom. But with Joe, he really is a blue-collar guy from Boston. But he doesn't like thugs and bullies in the system. And he is a genuinely good guy. That's why I told you 5 years ago when I got really mad at him that he needed to get straight and come out against the New World Order, because Joe knows everything I know, probably more. I mean, I said this a couple years ago. People said, oh, Jones, quit defending Rogan. He's a sellout. And I said, you watch. He told me that he's going to go after the system, but he's going to do it his way. And now you've seen that done. And so that's why we should support him. And so that's where we are. But Joe also understands if he died in a plane crash tomorrow, or if I got run over by a truck tomorrow, people want freedom and they have a thirst for it, and it's not going to go away. So you can try to take Alex Jones off the air. You can try to take Joe Rogan off the air. You can try to do all that you want. But as long as the people stand up and speak out and support the truth, it will defeat the tyrants. And so the system messing with Joe and trying to censor him and trying to dominate him and trying to control him is going to do nothing but backfire and have him come out against them. But because of the decentralization of technology and systems, Joe could start his own podcast tomorrow and serve out his 3-4-hour-a-day show to listeners. He could have it up and running in a week. Who knows? Maybe he's already got it up and running. Gee, I don't know what's here in South Austin. Anyways, the point is that there are multiple Death Stars. And the enemy knows that. Also, the listeners know that. We got Death Stars built all over the place, not just in Austin. We've got whole bases built, whole systems set up in other countries. You think we're going to let Brian Stelter silence us? So, look, the enemy knows what's going on. They got our phones tapped. Just believe me, listeners, when I tell you, Alex Jones has been a busy beaver behind the scenes. And a lot of other people have been busy little beavers. And so they can do whatever they want to me, but they're not stopping the signal. And they're not stopping you. You are the signal. You are the resistance. I've got more to talk about on this. It's a big, big deal. But, man, historically, put me in that briar patch all day long. Please. I mean, I got that little snot-nosed prince trying to shut down American free speech. You can't ask for a better fight than that. Stay with us.
With all the craziness going on in the world, with the globalists plotting their next big lockdown, with the next phase of the Great Reset being a staged cyber attack, with the deep state pushing a civil war, not just here, but in Europe and war with Russia, with the massive inflation and all the other garbage that's taking place, like supply chain breakdowns, you need to get prepared now with high-quality storable food that is ready to ship. And it's been 4 years since My Patriot Supply at preparewithalex.com has offered their storable food at 25% off. 4 years. But right now, it's 25% off until February 13th, 2022. A little over 2 weeks from the time I'm cutting this to get 25% off at preparewithalex.com on the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Act now. Get prepared now. This is absolutely essential for everybody that wants to be self-sufficient.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
So here's what happened. And I don't tell you the story again to impress people. I tell you this because you need to know how powerful you are and what incredible things you can do with perseverance and action and what we've all done together. God put me in places throughout my life where I met people and experienced things that I didn't understand at the time, that I could later see the pieces of the puzzle put together and see God's incredible plan. I can't see a lot of God's plan, but I can see big pieces of it, and it's amazing. And I really experienced a lot. And so I knew that I had a mission to say these incredibly scary things that I knew were true and that were coming, and to lay it out no matter what happened to me or how much I got attacked, because I believe that once they launched the phases of what they've now done, you would see that I was right, and then you would listen and form a resistance to the next phase, which is to kill almost all of us, which you can now see, and that's a mainline understanding of top scientists and others and religious leaders and so many others around the world. I mean, some of the biggest yogis in India sound like the Alex Jones Show now. And people say, well, okay, who cares about India? Well, I do. That's 1,200,000,000 people. And you've got the heads of the Greek Orthodox Church and the Russian Orthodox Church sounding like Alex Jones. Well, they sounded like Alex Jones 2,000 years ago. I mean, they know what's going on. So it's not like Alex Jones did all of this. We were just one of the biggest voices early on, or the biggest, that was able to reach the most people. I've done tens of thousands of radio interviews, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of podcasts and TV shows. I've traveled the world warning people. We exposed Bilderberg. We did so much together. But it was Matt Drudge first, 15 years ago, linking to InfoWars to show Bilderberg that finally made the corporate media admit it even existed. And it was you supporting us that allowed it to happen. So a lot of people get the credit for how far we've come, but this isn't about credit. It's about realizing that Joe Rogan, it's in an upcoming film. It's going to be in theaters. I'm not going to be talking about it yet, but I will soon. I'd even forgotten about this. Joe Rogan called me on 9/11 on my show. So I just told him the week before they're going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden and attack the Middle East. And he's CIA. And so Joe called me and said he wanted to go on air. And he went on air. And that's actually in the movie coming out. It's called Alice's War. But it's those seeds where Joe and Tucker Carlson's the same story. Went from thinking I was crazy but fun to hang out with to going, oh, this guy's right about a lot of stuff, to, man, dude, how do you know all this? And then I'm able to basically say, hey, it's the Great Reset. Hey, it's the larger plan. Here's a document. Here's a book. And so it's that process and to have lived through this and to have like really felt a mission. When I was 21, 22 years old, first getting on air, of really having like a psychic imprint on me of knowing what was going to come and knowing what was going to happen and knowing I had this mission to execute it, and then watching all these doors open at the grassroots level and just all these people that came through my life that knew so much that gave me their knowledge, that we really have gotten the jump on the globalist. I mean, they got the jump on us building the system, dumbing us down, setting up all these programs and operations, and they thought they were totally competent. They thought they would just roll us up and we'd all be drugged out of our minds and entertained out of our minds and they would just slowly kill us. But instead, we planted so many seeds that when the tyranny comes, it's like the sunlight and the water that makes the seeds germinate, that makes the seeds sprout, that makes the seeds grow. And so now it's the immovable object comes into contact with the unstoppable force. And the globalists are this immovable object of evil that want total power and control and aren't going to ever give up. And then you've got God's will of liberty and freedom through us that's an unstoppable force. What happens when the immovable object comes in contact with the unstoppable force? And so that's where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. That's where we are. And so I have a lot of sense of satisfaction. Like when you've been out doing a long swim in the ocean, get a little tired, gulp a little water down, scares you a little. You got a half mile to swim back to shore. If you decided you were going to swim to that island because you're a man, and you finally get back on that beach, you just roll over on your back, and you just go, oh, thank God I got back to shore. And that's the feeling I've got right now. But then I look out on the horizon, and a giant tidal wave's coming, to swamp the island we're on. So we've already made it through the ocean together. We've already gone through this insane time together. And as much as I want to lay here on the beach and drink coconut milk and hang out with my lady, sorry, folks, get your binoculars out. It's coming. And it's worse. It's going to swamp the whole island. What are we going to do? And that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. No time to lay on our backs. No time to stare up at the palm trees. Because our children are counting on us. And this is so damn real. But at the end of the day, realize it's about who you personally are inside. And God's watching you in this test. And it's about who you're going to be during these times of adversity. And, you know, I used to want to make fun of Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy because they really are pathetic people. But, you know, looking at a fallen, destroyed person that joined evil because they were so powerless is a defeat for all of us. Their failure, their succumbing to Satan, their service to evil is a blemish on us all. So when you see their arrogance and their hatred, they're mad at themselves that they didn't join with populism and God's plan. They didn't join with life. They joined with death because they wanted power. They wanted substance. And they can't even look around themselves and see how physically ugly everyone is, how physically weak everyone is, because that's a manifestation of who you are. You're the losers. You're Satan's cannon fodder. And I just want to hope and pray that people like Oliver Darcy and Brian Stelter and others and this woman have some type of soul so they can come back to reality before it's too late and reject what they're doing. You've launched a biomedical tyranny that's designed to erase immune systems and cancer and heart attacks is off the charts. You're never going to get away with this. You're like political suicide bombers. And you're not part of the power structure. You're fools. Here's some of what these control freaks had to say.
Kat, you wrote on Twitter about Spotify. You went viral for a comment about it yesterday. Tell us your point of view first about this Spotify mess, because it's really dominated the week.
Yeah, you know, what I think is interesting about the backlash against Spotify vis-a-vis Joe Rogan is that, you know, people are fundamentally angry about not being able to stop his audience from wanting news that is bad for them, you know, wanting something that's bad for them. So, you know, we're all haunted.
Back it up to the start of her again. I mean, if you want a definition of being not self-aware, you want a definition of a control freak and an idiot. Oh, people are mad. You mean the power structure's mad? No, the people are mad at you. Brian Stelter has 200,000 views. Okay, it's a joke. People don't like you. People are mad at you. That's why they don't want to be around you. See, when someone's real popular, that means it's the opposite. It's like a restaurant that's got cars around the block and lines out the door. You know that's got good food. The restaurant with like one car and looks like one light's on, you're like, I'm going to get food poisoning there. So see, CNN is the rickety restaurant with black smoke coming out the back. It looks like a crack dealer's out front, and you see maybe one person behind the counter. You think, oh, that's a front. If I want methamphetamine, I go in there. And then, meanwhile, Joe Rogan's got lines around the block. You just smell the hamburgers cooking. And again, no amount of your censorship is ever going to stop the fact that we reject you. We don't like you. We're going to come back and put the rest of it. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And we're back live here on the Alex Jones Show. Only here because of your support and your prayer and your word of mouth. I salute and thank you all. All right, I want to explain something to listeners, because I know if you understand this, you'll understand where I'm coming from, and I think this is where you're coming from, probably most of you. See, I don't take this as a radio talk show. I don't take this as a popularity contest. I don't take this as a game. I'm in a war. And my mission in risking my life and my treasure and my family is to beat these people, because that's what the Holy Spirit demands. And that's what I'm guided by. I have become willingly possessed by it. In fact, I constantly try to get it more in control of me so it can push out my worldliness and my sinful nature. And the reason I raise that is the enemy's prosecuting a war against us. Trump said it when he was speaking just a few days ago here in Texas. And then again in other states, he said, they're trying to put me in prison. They're trying to silence me because they want to get you. And it's true. They want you all. And then they just want to ship your jobs overseas and ship fentanyl in and teach your young boys they're really girls and cut their penises off. That's just the start of this. They want you dead. Of course they're hitting you with a tainted bioweapon that the poor doctors and nurses don't even know what it is. And now they do know. When they speak out, they get censored. Because it's so horrible what they're doing. How could somebody get their mind around it? Well, finally, Joe Rogan got his mind around it. I was on his show about 14 months ago. Had about 40 million views plus. And if you go back and watch that show, it's everything predicted that's now happened. And you see, that's the final piece with somebody like Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan, is they now know this is on purpose. They now know this is depopulation. They now know it all. They don't have to tune into Alex Jones anymore. Now they see it. And that's the tipping point and the point of victory. And that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. And so, once we get the general public to that point, it's game over for the globalists. We won't need a violent revolution. We won't need any of that. People will see through all of the agenda. They will reject it at every level. And the collapse of corporate media is emblematic of the fact that the system is over. The collapse of Hollywood is, again, the main indicator. And so everything they're throwing at us, all the nastiness that they're engaged in, trying to break our will, is their failure. It's their death rattle. It's their writhing angrily because they know they're going down. I use the analogy of Blade Runner when Decker shoots Pris, the last female replicant, in the stomach. And she knows she's dying, and she throws that big fit. That's what they're doing right now. And they're devaluing the currency as fast as they can. They're flooding the borders as fast as they can. They are rolling out deadly vaccines as fast as they can. They authorized 3 months ago GMO nanotech, untested, being sprayed on the food. I mean, this is what elites do when the public turns against them in history, is they try to kill everybody. But they can't get away with an overt war, so they do a covert war. So that's where we are. And a lot of people have decided, because they're scared, to join with this. And well, let me be on the winning team. They're the biggest fools of all. Winning is standing up for what's right. Winning is doing the right thing in God's eyes. And then you'll be blessed. And then you'll have an incredible life. Serving evil destroys you very, very quickly. So that's the reality of this. We need to stay away from it while it's writhing around like a dying spider. And not let it pull it down with us. And look our children in the eyes and explain to them, the government's captured, it's evil. America is in a decadence cycle. We're coming out of that cycle into rebirth. But right now is the tipping point. And we need peace and love and justice and understanding. But we also need to recognize the flagrant authoritarianism and the flagrant normalization of censorship and control and dying corporate media running around trying to police all the other popular shows and take them off the air because they dare have medical doctors on to say masks don't work, which is now admitted, or that the vaccine isn't a vaccine and doesn't work, which is now admitted, or that it shouldn't be given to children, which is now admitted. The truth is they're doing something they know that's untenable, and that only if we're all silenced and we all submit will it succeed. Instead, let's come together and believe in humanity and say no. So I decided, this was 4 years ago, when Joe was really making a bad turn into the establishment out in California, and had gone from being super awake and knowing as much as I did about everything, because Joe's really smart, to really going along with the system. And I went after him on air. And I said, Joe Rogan knows better. He knows the New World Order is real. He knows chemtrails are real. He knows all this stuff's going on. And I said, and I know that he's trying to, like, coexist with the globalists, and that's not going to happen. They're going to end up censoring him. They're going to end up messing with him. They're going to end up trying to make you their bitch. I told this on the phone, too. Because Joe really just wants to go be a comedian and have fun with his kids and play with his, you know, golden retrievers. And go hunting. But see, everything I told him then came true, and Joe said, I'm sorry. Alex, you were right. Thanks for being mean to me, to get me back on the straight and narrow. And I apologize to Joe on air and off. And I said, no, I was a little intense about it because I was so mad to know that Joe's a good guy and that he was pissing off his own audience and pissing everybody off. His show was going from being super popular and number one to becoming somewhat unpopular. I was like, what are you doing? Everybody's turning against you. Be a populist. Be a patriot. Reject the New World Order. Do it. Or I'll give you something to be afraid of. And that wasn't about me acting tough. That was about my vision, knowing when I first saw Joe get into podcasting and gave him some tips, and he came to the office and saw the equipment and all the rest of it. This is like 13 years ago. I knew he'd be a key part of the fight in the future. I always had that sense of things, that roadmap in my mind that I was talking about earlier that I've now seen unfold. So that's the reality, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the important work we've done. And that's why your support of us has been so incredibly critical, because we, that's you, the audience, us together have done all these things. And we're at least not going to go down without a fight now. And we got a good chance of beating these people if the public can admit the full horror. Let's just hear a little bit more of this control freak lady on the collapsed zombie program. Brian Stelter, Reliable Sources. Here it is.
Yeah, what I think is interesting about the backlash against Spotify vis-a-vis Joe Rogan is that, people are fundamentally angry about not being able to stop his audience from wanting news that is bad for them, wanting something that's bad for them. So, we're all haunted by the specter of this guy.
She's our mommy. It's bad for you. You don't get it. Because it's popular and tells the truth and you don't like it? Because you're a talking head on CNN, the joke? Again, this is the dying, failed, burnout race car saying that Dale Earnhardt in his prime can't be on the highway. Because they want control. They're supposed to have all the control. They're the private Federal Reserve. They print all the money. They're the elites, but you're not the elites. Have you ever been to a globalist meeting? I got invited to a couple of them. Bunch of weird, hunchback, crazy-looking, inbred lunatics. No, I don't want to be part of your elite group and hear how I'm an elitist and sit around and kiss your asses and pull chairs out for you so I can get $200, $400, $500 million. That isn't what I want to feather my nest with. I want to feather my nest with globalist political scalps of systems we've defeated. And we have defeated them. And they know it. And now they're trying to claw us back into the hole, back into the political grave with them. Let's continue.
Seeing news that is bad for them, wanting something that's bad for them. So, we're all haunted by the specter of this guy who's listening to Joe Rogan and internalizing this bad information and making bad choices as a result. But Rogan is like a weed that sprang up outside the mainstream media ecosystem, and he thrived there, and he has this huge audience. And that's what's really scary, that Spotify could kick him off tomorrow and it wouldn't make a dent. It wouldn't make a dent in his audience. People would still listen to him. And crucially, they still wouldn't trust more mainstream media sources.
Oh, you finally get it, you witch. You finally get it, that we're not going away, we're not shutting up, and people are hungry for the truth. So, folks, be the real rebels against tyranny. Share the links from band.video and infowars.com/show.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.